You are in my presence, and I am in yours. I need times like this to minister to you in a deeper level. I am preparing you for what is to come. If you will continue on this path, you will become more and more a part of the end time remnant that I use during this end time outpouring and revival. You do not know how much I need you. You do not know how much I need you to be ready for me to use. I am even now drawing people out of churches they like into churches they need. And this transition is going to be very difficult for some. At first, they will not understand why they are attending the church where I have led them. In some cases, they will not fully understand why they left their previous church because they liked it so much. But you do not need a church you like. You need a church you need. And this is where I am drawing people. And I need you fully prepared to minister to those people, because some of them are going to feel so aimless. Some of them are going to feel like they're having to start their Christian life all over again. Some of them will feel frustrated. Some of them will feel confused. I need you to be my voice in their lives. I need you to be ready to speak into their life. Because as I speak through you, it is going to touch their heart. And they are going to come to the place of realizing more and more that they are finally in the church where I want them. Their eyes are going to be opened. They're going to be exposed to truth that they have never heard. And much of what they've heard in the past will finally be explained to them. And they will feel as though that there is a great refreshing in their lives. This is a part of the end time revival. I want my church to be a full reflection of me, just as my son Jesus was a reflection of me. This is not an impossible thing, but it requires yielding. It requires you making a decision that you want what I want more than what you have previously desired. I am not holding back, but I am working in you to the level that you yield to me. This preparation is so absolutely critical. It's not simply a matter of signs and wonders, but it is a matter of the total Christ-like life. My son did not die just so you could be born again and wander aimlessly in life. He died so you could be born again and become a fully mature child of mine. I am working in you. Regardless of what you feel or what your emotions tell you, I am working in you. And it is very important that you allow me to show you what I see of you. Stop looking in an earthly mirror and coming to a conclusion about who you are. Start looking in the mirror of my word and understand the fullness of who you are and who you can become. I work through conferences like this to edify my children to a place of greater understanding and greater responsibility in my kingdom. I want you to know that regardless of what you have thought about yourself in the past, you are handpicked by me for great things in the kingdom. I did not say you are better than anyone else, but I have chosen you to use you. You have not been encouraged by many people around you, but their encouragement is based on things of this world. But I want you to know that my Holy Spirit is bearing witness with your spirit. You are my child. And the Holy Spirit will continue to bear witness with you about your potential in me and everything that you can do. Believe my word when my son said that you can do the works he did. This is not a fantasy. This is a living, breathing reality. So continue to seek me. Continue to press into me, knowing that you are not wasting one moment of your life when you do so. You have a future in this world that is full of my glory and my presence. Continue pressing in, and you will know not only the joy of your salvation, but the joy of my presence in a way you have never before understood it. I am your God, and I am your Father, and I embrace you as my child, because you are accepted in my presence, says the Lord.